BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We really dressed up Chris to look much more famous than he is at the Teen Awards. Radio 1 Facebook to see the video for that. Greg's on Real or No Real. One of my mates hates Disney. Their new lot told us about what you hate that nobody else does. And an update on the guy we spoke to just before Halloween who was going on a date with someone he thought was massively out of his league.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Mills here. Incredible Teen Awards yesterday. Best one yet by far. That was 5 Seconds of Summer, who closed the show. Me and Chris were on the red carpet yesterday and we spoke to the guys.
I was just wondering, is there any person on the lineup or any other pop star that any of you can do a really good impression of?
I don't know, maybe. Can anyone do Nick?
What, Grimmy?
No, Jonas.
You're pretty good at Nick, aren't you?
What part? I mean,
any part, Michael.
Pretty good.
I mean,
Michael's impression of Nick Jonas there. Does that sound anything like him? I don't know, maybe. And Chris had all the big questions.
Do you reckon if you weren't in Five Sus, you would be as appealing to girls?
No.
That's a confirmed no.
Yeah, they love that one. If you want to watch the whole show, the entire Teen Awards is on BBC iPlayer now. All of it. Go watch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It was nice to see them boys yesterday. Really good to see Josh and Dan from UMI at 6. They were on stage with me and Chris yesterday presenting the award to Aaron, one of our teen heroes. Don't know if you saw it. And also, a video from Sam Smith inviting Aaron to just pop round for tea when he fancied it. How cool. He had a tear in his eye. That was UMI at 6, lived a lie. So much happened yesterday at the Teen Awards. Justin Bieber looked quite good in a potato sack. And then there was Michael from Five Sauce with his unplanned stage dive. Bless him. He has no luck at Wembley, does he? Every time he goes there, something goes horribly wrong. But he is okay. He's just going to be on crutches for a few days. Now that I know it's okay, that he's okay, is it fine to be watching that video over and over again? Has anyone else done the same? He absolutely stacks it.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
You know how much I love a video of a stage four, and that is my new fave, I think. So, she did quite an incredible performance on X Factor last night. Grimmy attempted to recreate the moves this morning and has now pulled his groin because no one normal can get their thigh up that high. So it's Fleur East I'm talking about. It was an incredible, incredible performance, I thought. Supposed to be out on the 23rd of October this, but then the whole Adele thing happened. Album coming out on December 4th. Last year's runner-up on X Factor, Fleur East and Sax is track of the day.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
Goals, Fleur East and Sax on BBC Radio 1. Just so much volume in that. I saw Charlie Slough on Twitter going in on that performance last night about her rapping in an American accent. I forgive her, it's a great song, but she is really American, isn't it? That is Sax by Fleur East. Also, apologise for putting it in everyone's head last week that it does sound a little bit like the Bargain Hunt theme tune. Grimmy also said that this morning. It does. And also I said last week that there's no sax in it and that those are trumpets. I've actually had it confirmed by her record company that there are at least two different types of saxophone in that track. So, Sosfleur.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Where are you? What are you doing this afternoon? Let me know. It's Scott Mills here on BBC Radio 1 on my own today and tomorrow. Chris is off. This is not because of how he dressed at yesterday's Teen Awards. That is just a coincidence. The day's off coincidence there, but I mean, if I was looking like that, I probably would have taken Monday off. Have you seen the pictures yet? He went in all white. It's kind of Bieber, but a bit wrong. Trying to look more famous. It certainly made an impression. I'll actually have a video for you very soon of what went down at the Teen Awards yesterday, which I filmed as he got out of the car and met all the fans on the red carpet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon to Tom, who is one very confused student in Southampton. He says, Mills, help. I'm trying to start my dissertation on zombies. Yes, zombies. And don't know how to get started. I have absolutely no interest in anything like that at all. Like, I don't get zombies, so I'm the wrong person to speak to. But thanks anyway, Tom. Dan's texted, what was wrong with you during X Factor last night? I wasn't annoyed. I was tweeting a bit. I really enjoyed the Fleury's performance, but I just couldn't understand why CeeLo Green was on the main show while actual current favourite Nick Jonas just had a 3-minute chat on Extra Factor. Surely he should have performed on the main show and maybe stuck CeeLo on the extras. Just saying. And Stephen says, did Chris look that famous on the red carpet at the Teen Awards yesterday that he got snapped up and is now going in the I'm a Celebrity jungle? I mean, it's possible, I guess, but unlikely. I need to show you a video in a moment. If you are maybe at a bit of a spare, got a bit of spare time at lunchtime, and you can watch a video on Facebook. I'm about to reveal this to you. If you haven't seen what Chris looked like and what he was dressed like at the Teen Awards yesterday, stand by.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I had this email earlier from Katie, actually, who's a young mum. She says, I picked up my son and 3 teenage girls to take them to a party yesterday. The girls had just come back from the Radio 1 Teen Awards. Embracing my inner teenager, I said, OMG, I'm so jealous. I actually was. And they included me in the chat in the car. Teenager 1. OMG, Ashton from Five Sauce, he's so flawless. Teenager 2. I was standing right beside Ashton and I just wanted to say, I love you. Teenager 3. Shows pictures of flawless Ashton from 5 Seconds of Summer. Then she says to the teenagers, did you see Chris Stark dressed up like a pop star? All 3 of them go, no. Then she says, he was wearing all white, sweat, pants, top, hat, glasses. All of them go, OMG, yes, we did see him. We thought he was a pop star. We were wondering why everyone was screaming. He looked like a total pop star. Is he the one off Innuendo Bingo? That's it. Good car conversation yesterday. So if you can get to a laptop or tablet or even on your phone, check either Radio 1 or Facebook and see what happened when it was me, Matt Edmondson and Grimmy, and we were in like a pop star style people carrier yesterday on the way to the red carpet. So you can see us film it. Just filmed it on my phone. Now, Chris is a very good friend of mine and he is popular, but I don't think, would he really normally get this reaction from getting out of a car unless he was dressed like he was? And then all the paps took pictures of him, like against the wall, the Radio 1 Teen Awards wall. It's brilliant. So you can see the kind of lead up where Grimmy's going, it's okay, you can do this, you look great. And we're all kind of, you know, willing him to get out of the car because he thought it was really misjudged. And then he gets out of the car and wow, what a reaction. Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter now. We just dressed him like someone more famous.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So much happened at yesterday's Teen Awards. Idris Elba gave Best British TV Show to X Factor. Ollie picked up the award. Ollie Alexander from Years and Years gave Best British Solo Artist to Ed Sheeran. He sent a little video message from New York. Friday Download gave Best British Single to One Direction. Loudest screams I've ever heard. It was quite nice, actually, because I don't think the band knew before, and then I think they're in America, so they were waking up and hearing the news and then tweeting about it. Jim Chapman gave Best British Vlogger Award to Joe Sugg. He was in Australia, but very happy about it. Best Film went to The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. And Jay from The Wanted gave Best British Group to One Direction. And then, this is huge news, Greg James announced a special One Direction Live Lounge, which is happening in his show this Thursday. That's big. One Direction have never done a live lounge for Radio 1 before in 5 years. So that's happening this Thursday night with Greg on Radio 1. The whole Teen Awards is available to watch on the Radio 1 iPlayer channel right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris looks absolutely ridiculous. I've just seen the video. Says John in Norfolk. I don't think the glasses are right. They look like ski goggles. I want them to be more like aviators. I want it to be more like pop star. They're too skii, if you know what I mean. Watch the video. Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter from yesterday. The paparazzi really did think he was famous. And I did actually see some people in the Teen Awards when he got dressed. We dressed him in the loo, in the gents, and then they came out and people were like, who is it? Just because of the clothes. So you can make yourself look more famous than you actually are. Chris pulls a Bieber after one day dressed as a pop star. Bad form, says Luke in Hanbury. No, this was a planned day off, actually. Andy says, I don't know why, but every time I hear this Lady Leisure track, I lick my teeth to see how clean they are. Is it just me? Yep.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we spoke to loads of people on the red carpet at Teen Awards yesterday. We got all the big ones, actually. We got Five Sauce. Nick Jonas came by for a chat. We had the Vamps as well. And Demi Lovato, who was co-hosting yesterday with Grimmy for a little bit. The reason I asked the first question, which you're about to hear, is because that really annoying rain that you get that just kind of blows in your face was blowing in her face, and she didn't look happy about it at the time.
Hi, Demi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
You loving the British weather?
I can't say that I'm loving it, but it's a nice break from the really hot LA.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that you're about to step over and see the fans who are just dying to get a selfie with you. How long did it take you to prepare for Radio 1's Teen Awards today?
It didn't take me very long, but it probably like a good hour and a half, 2 hours in hair and makeup.
Uh-huh. This is your first time at the Teen Awards?
Yes, it is, actually.
Yeah. It's an amazing set and crowd. You will absolutely love it.
I'm so excited. I can't, like, everybody out here is so loud and so excited. I just can't wait to get inside.
The size of your entourage today, how big is it, please?
I think about six people.
Six. Do you know what they all do?
Yes, well, one's my trainer, and she takes care of my food as well, so she'll bring me my meals. My assistant, my day-to-day manager, my label rep, and glam. And then that's actually... And security, so yeah.
Okay, all Balls. Six. Yeah, you got it. I love there's someone called... I mean, they're not their name, but there's someone just called Glam.
Yeah.
And it's their job.
It's kind of her last name. Her name is Jill Powell, and we call her Jill Powell Glam.
Amazing. Okay. I think we should let the crowds have you in just a moment, but I promise you, it's going to be an amazing, amazing day today.
Great. Thank you so much.
Is there one question before you go that you dread getting asked on the red carpet?
No. Anytime that people try to stir up drama, that's pretty annoying.
Okay. I haven't done that today.
No, not at all.
Okay. Fabulous. Chris, have you got anything?
No, I think you've covered it all there, Scott.
Okay. Thanks very much. Thanks, Demi.
Now, the reason that happened is because Chris is absolutely terrified of Demi Lovato. What he said to me afterwards is like, oh, you ran out of questions and then asked me for one. No, the agreement was that you would ask the last slightly awkward question. And afterwards, he was like, okay, I'm terrified of her. She's very smiley, but there is something a bit scary about her. I don't know what it is. I'm saying 2.5 hours or 2 hours, was it? It's quite a long time in hair and makeup. Only six people, one to bring my food and glam. Love her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, sometimes we do stuff on the show and we never seem to follow it up. I'm thinking maybe we should do some more recaps of stuff. You know, the stories we do on the show. Would you like that? Because a lot of you have been asking about the guy who was about to go on a date, but was worried because, in his own words, the girl was really out of his league and Swedish and hot. And he thought that getting a spray tan may help. Do you remember when we talked to this guy, Christian? The last we heard was that he was going on this date on Halloween with the rich, hot Swedish girl. And I want to do a little recap now because I'd like to know what happened. And so do lots of you. Hi, Christian.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober.
So loads of people heard this on the radio and they just wanted to know what happened next, really.
So, it all went a bit weird, actually. I thought she was from Sweden when actually she's from Holland.
Oh, well, that's completely different.
That is completely different. And
it's not even in the same area.
No, I don't know how I got that wrong. But then also, she actually heard the radio when I was on it. She wasn't too impressed with the rich comment, but she kind of got over it.
Oh, yeah, you said she was massively rich and hot, didn't you?
Yeah, she liked the hot bit, but I don't think she liked the rich bit too much.
That's the thing, see? This radio station goes out everywhere.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that.
It's easy when you're just chatting to me to not realise that, I think.
But, so I obviously was going to get a spray tan to try and make myself a little bit better, but that also fell through as well, because everyone was too busy for me to get some spray tan at such short notice.
Yeah, what you did there was you left it too late, and spray tanners are very busy at Halloween.
Oh, exactly.
When did you try and make the appointment?
I tried to make it after I spoke to you, so that was, I think, Wednesday.
And when was the appointment for?
I was trying to make it for Thursday.
No, it's not going to happen.
Well, exactly. so they're obviously too busy. And one person I did speak to was too ill, but did actually sound very much like the person Chris spoke to when he got a spray tan.
Yeah, they all have a similar voice. Let's just remind ourselves of the girl that spray tanned Chris once.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback. It's brilliant.
She literally sounded exactly like her. She was there, next time you want to get a spray tan, I'm free, babe. It's just I'm a bit ill at the moment.
Yeah, babe is always on.
It's always a bit of a babe. But so yeah, no spray tan, and I decided to, instead of the outfit, I decided to dress up as Two-Face from Batman. So I bought an outfit which was kind of half normal suit and then half leopard print suit.
Oh, you've done the half and half.
Half and half, and I had half my face painted kind of red, black and purple, half my hair gelled up loads, and then half my hair gelled completely down. So it looked quite good.
But hang on, didn't we say that we didn't want to do fancy dress for the first date?
Well, that's what I thought, but the more I kind of thought about it, the more I thought, look, I've got to go all out, because then if it doesn't go my way, at least I've got a brilliant Halloween costume, so I can kind of just go around getting compliments about that.
And you said that you were a fatter Michael McIntyre, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So actually, if you disguise that with a Halloween costume, not a bad idea.
Exactly. And actually, weirdly, on the night, I got a lot of compliments from people randomly coming up to me saying I look quite good in my outfit, so I was quite happy with that.
It's a strong outfit, that.
It was a strong outfit. I'll send you a picture if you want.
Yeah, I do. Cool. Yeah.
But, yeah, so on the night, I obviously I met up with her and a couple of other people just before. And as I saw her, I thought, right, it was obviously the first time I met her. I thought, right, there's literally no chance of anything happening here. And I just thought, right, I'm going to have a good night. And if anything does happen, brilliant. But if it doesn't, then I'll be happy.
Right. Why did you think it was a no-go?
Well, because when I met her, she was wearing a very tight outfit. She was dressed as a Joker, weirdly. But she's actually pretty good.
Oh, so it's still a Batman?
Yeah.
And you didn't plan that together? She just turned up as another Batman person?
Yeah, we didn't plan it at all, so that was weird. So, yeah, so during the night, kind of not really thinking anything was going to happen, I did actually have a really good wingwoman, Anne-Marie. She was amazing, kind of making little comments here and there to try and get me in.
What was she saying?
I'm saying that I was a cool guy, that was funny and stuff like that, so that was cool. But as the night went on, I kind of wasn't really talking to her much, but she kept on coming up to me trying to start a conversation. So I was happy with that into a little bit. And then before I knew it, at the end of the night, when we all kind of went back to our campsite, she was asking to stay with me.
Yes!
So, yeah, so I went straight in her basket. And it was all pretty good, actually, in the end. Not saying anything else. But so the next day, we all kind of...
No, hang on. I need to know more.
Well,
were you still in the half and half outfit? And was she still in the Joker costume?
Yes.
What, while the...
Yes.
Okay, right. Yeah, carry on.
So, yeah, the next morning, we all went back to my place in Cornwall, and we were all just kind of chatting and chilling there, and I got her number, and then we were chatting over the next couple of days.
Well, I mean, you got off to a bad start, didn't you? Because she heard you on the radio, not ideal, and also you said she's from Sweden, and she's from Holland, but it sounds like it went all right, did it?
Well, I actually went massively downhill from there when I went to London.
Oh, no. So you took her to London?
Yes, took her to London to see my brother's band perform for the first time. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. We've just been talking to Christian, who, if you remember, we spoke to just before Halloween. He was going out with a girl that he thought, in his words, was massively out of his league. She's hot, rich and Swedish. She heard him talking about this on the radio, didn't really like it. And also, she's not from Sweden at all, she's from the Netherlands. But the first date went quite well, didn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what I kind of thought. And then it all kind of went downhill when I went to London.
Oh.
So I met her in London, bearing in mind my whole family were there.
Can I ask, why were your parents there?
Because it was my brother's band's first time headlining a gig. So we all kind of wanted to go and support him and kind of watch the band for the first time live.
So on the second date, you introduced her to your whole family?
Well, I didn't mean to. It was more the fact that I had a spare ticket to a band, which I thought she'd quite like and I thought she'd be quite impressed by. The kind of family thing was a bit of a sting in the tail, but it had to be done, I suppose. So I brought her along, met her in London at King's Cross, and when she got back to our place where we were staying, I left her with my family for 2 minutes whilst I went into the shower and got ready. And when I came back into the room, it was all a bit frosty, and I wasn't really sure why, until my brother's girlfriend told me that she described herself as massively beautiful. When she was talking about her Instagram followers, how all of them follow her because she is massively beautiful, which I thought was a bit arrogant.
Said that about herself?
Yes. So at this point, I'm a bit like, okay, this is a bit weird. I'll brush it off and just kind of, maybe she's a bit nervous or something. I probably would say the same thing. Well, I wouldn't, but I would I'd probably make a few mistakes meeting someone's family for the first time. And then later on, when we were at the band, the lead singer was being chased by loads of girls, and she was getting a bit annoyed because she wasn't being chased by the lead singer, which apparently is a regular occurrence.
Oh, right. So she falls into that category of hot, but she knows it.
Exactly. And I don't like that at all. So that was bad enough. And then the next morning at the breakfast table, she's kind of doing the same thing again, being quite arrogant. She then, her wallet was with my brother's girlfriend the night before, and she forgot to get it off her. So we then had to drive around trying to find my brother and his girlfriend to get her wallet back. And then when we were taking her to King's Cross to drop off at the station, she described my mum's boyfriend as an awful driver. So she didn't make the best impression in the world.
Oh, wow. She sounds high maintenance. Have you spoken to her since?
No, I have not texted or called her, and she has not texted or called me, happily.
Right, that's the end of that then, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
And what have you learned from this experience, Christian?
Aim lower than I am, I think, is the key to the story.
I mean, it's a lovely idea that you can get really, 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 really hot people, but actually, they're a bit of a nightmare.
They are a massive nightmare.
Some of them just know they're high maintenance and they're dealing with it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those where I think they've been brought up to think they're high maintenance, so they're going to be, and I don't really have the time for that. So.
No. Well, the search continues.
Exactly.
Love you, bye.
Cheers.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
How very dare you? I dated a model for about 7 months, says Rob from Southampton. They're not all bad. But she did dump me 7 months later. Okay, then. But why are you going out with her? Not that high maintenance, sure. Radio 1 Teen Awards was yesterday. So many people on the red carpet. So many people hosting and playing live. Best one yet, I'm saying. Loudest crowd. And the amount of stars just passing through the doors at Wembley yesterday was, when you think about it, quite mad. Like, everybody was there. Including Troy Sivan.
Troy has just discovered that his fingernails match Chris's really white outfit.
Chris is wearing all white everything except for his fingernails, so I think I've like one-upped him.
When you first saw me, did you think that guy looks famous?
I thought you looked a bit like Justin Bieber. I thought you, yeah.
Yes! That was the aim, Troy.
Really?
So we've achieved that.
Yeah.
What is the greatest thing about being you, would you say? Do you get sent lots of free stuff?
I get some free things, but I would say the greatest thing is probably getting to travel. Sorry for such a like cheesy, cliche answer.
Have you ever received something for free and then sold it online?
No, not sold it. I gave my little brother a laptop one time.
Okay, but that's fine. You kept it in the family there.
Yep.
Another question. What is your pet hate?
My pet hate? Probably like bad breath.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So that's what... I see that you're on the mints right now.
Right now, yeah, always.
And you weren't saying that about either of us, would you?
No.
Okay, we're minty fresh. Ever dated someone in secret?
Yeah.
When?
It's a secret.
No. Oh, yeah, okay. I was going down the wrong road there. And when was your best kiss ever?
Best kiss ever? One time it was like really cheesy romance. I don't really like cheesy romance ever, but one time it was like really nice because it was in New York and we were like up really high and there was a nice view and everything. And I was like, meh, may as well just like embrace how cheesy this is and actually enjoy a bit of a snog.
Did you feel that it was cheesy at the time as it was going on?
I was thinking about, wow, this is super, super cheesy, but...
Like in a kind of rom-com way?
Yeah, no, I felt like I was in a movie. It was nice.
I think he was wearing the most expensive shoes out of everybody at the Teen Awards yesterday, the flowery ones. They're on the Radio 1 Twitter if you wanted to have a look and steal his style.
Radio 1.
Mills here. Greg's on Real or No Real at 3:40. I tweeted about this earlier. I saw a mate this weekend that I'm not seeing for a while who actually hates Disney. Now, I thought everybody in the world would like Disney. Surely it's the one thing in life that everyone can agree on. I just wanted to share it because I don't know anyone else that actually, like, hates Disney a lot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's not just my friend. More people don't like Disney than I thought. Like Lizzie in Plymouth, who says it's evil. I wouldn't go that far. Your friend is cold-hearted, yes. There's loads of people that are not keen, though. That was Tuvalu, Stay High, and before that, 1975, Love Me. Radio 1, who's that?
Hi, it's Becca.
All right, Becca, where are you?
I'm in Wincanton in Somerset.
How can I help?
I heard what you said about your friend that hates Disney, and I've got something that I don't like, which is kind of weird to other people.
Yes?
I don't like cake.
What are you on about?
I just don't like sponge cake at all.
Who doesn't like cake?
I don't get it. It's just not nice. It doesn't taste nice at all.
But it is nice cake!
It's not, though. It's not as good as everyone makes it out to be.
Well, what's better than cake?
Anything.
No, I'm not having that. Tell me one thing that's better.
Chocolate. Just anything better than cake. It's just not nice.
Right, so now, Becca, if I was to offer you, right, imagine it in your face, if I was to offer you a really, really good chocolate cake, like an expensive-looking one that looks absolutely lush and you can't wait to eat it, what are you going to do?
I wouldn't eat it.
Okay, if I offered you a choice between a bucket of sardines and a lush, I mean, this is the lushest chocolate cake you've ever seen, what are you going to do?
I still probably wouldn't want to eat the cake. It's just
yeah, you've got to eat sardines or cake. What are you going to do?
I still wouldn't want to eat the cake.
Yeah, but are you going to eat the sardines, though?
It'd probably be better than cake.
Okay, right. That's weird.
Cake's weird.
Why is it weird?
Because it's just not nice. It doesn't taste nice. It's just weird.
I don't think we can be friends.
Oh.
Sorry. What do you do when people offer you cake?
I just say, no thanks, right. I don't like it.
And do they look at you in a strange way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very strange.
All right, good to speak to you, Becca.
Thank you, Andrew.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Florence on Radio 1. Dale says your listeners are weird. Who doesn't like cake? There's loads of people that don't, right? I find that unbelievable, I do. This is all after my friend admitting to me that he hates Disney. We had quite a long chat about it at the weekend. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Adam.
Hi, Adam. What's going on?
Here's the thing I hate. Pasta.
You hate pasta?
I hate it. I can't stand it.
But how can this be?
I just don't like it. Everyone else loves it, and I absolutely hate it. It just doesn't taste of anything.
Well, no, it doesn't really taste of anything, but it's still lush. I don't think you're putting it with the right things.
Well, I've tried it with sauce, and it makes it better, but it's just so boring.
What about if I put a lush lasagna in and around your face right now?
Absolutely not.
But that's so good.
It's really, I can't stand this. I refuse to eat it.
Were you ever a student?
I did sixth form. I didn't go any further than that.
Right, I was going to say, you would have not coped at university.
I'll tell you, I had my first pizza this year.
How was that for you?
It was really good, actually. I loved it.
Oh, so you like pizza?
Yeah.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, okay.
I had my first pizza this year.
That's incredible. What pizza did you have?
First one was a meat feast, and I moved on to pepperoni, chicken.
All right, you're having all of them now.
I'm going up in the world, yeah.
You went in on your first ever pizza because most people have just a margarita.
Well, I don't really like cheese either.
Oh, my word. What are you?
Pizza was really pushing the boat out on cheese.
Yeah, once again, I don't think we could be friends. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, man. See you later.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Whoever gave Greg James the task of looking after One Direction's Teen Award? Seriously. Hello.
Hello.
You got it there?
Yeah.
Oh, they're quite sturdy, aren't they?
It's quite something. Look at it. Best British group, One Direction.
And when will the lads get that?
So, at the Teen Awards, they won this, and I went on to collect it on their behalf. because they're doing their first ever live lounge on Radio 1, and it's going to be on my show on Thursday at 5 p.m.
This is huge news.
I couldn't believe they hadn't done one before.
No.
They've never been able to make their diaries work and all the rest of it because they're always travelling all over the place and it's quite difficult to rehearse those things. So it's going to be a live lounge special, so it won't be just two songs. It will be, well, I'm not going to say how many, but it will be, I don't know, it'll be more than two.
All of the albums?
I don't know. I don't know that. I've not seen the track listing yet, but there will be a cover.
No, I meant all the albums back to back.
Yeah, it's just going to be.
It's a must for all fans of One Direction.
From 5 till 9 p.m. It's not. It'll be 5 to 5:45 and it will be live on my show.
Are you taking that home tonight or are you leaving it here?
Well, I went and bought some dinner after the Teen Awards last night and I put it in my basket as I was walking around the supermarket.
Yeah. Straight in your basket.
That was straight in my basket. I was buying all the ingredients for a nice bolognese, and this went in the basket.
Oh, that is great.
And the guy in the checkout was like, "What's that?" I said, "It'll take too long to explain."
Have you paid for that? No, yes, I bought it with me, actually.
Unexpected award in bagging area.
Here's today's Real or No Real. I'm playing against you. Yes, I am.
Oh, Nick Jonas's landlord, Ellen DeGeneres, has refused to have him as a guest on her chat show until he professionally cleans the carpets.
Can I stop you?
Hmm.
Is that something I should have known?
What?
Nick Jonas's landlord, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes, Ellen... is actually Nick Jonas's landlord.
Should I have known that? Is that well known?
Been floating about a bit. I don't know whether it's well known.
Wow, it sounds like something I should have heard about. Is that the thing that's not real? Maybe.
Well, I know that he had a big house in LA, and then he sold it, and I think he's between houses at the moment, so he's renting off of Ellen.
Wow. It's just proving the point that all famouses know each other.
He was talking about it with Grimmy this morning.
I didn't hear that. That's amazing. Okay.
Lol, if your landlord's Ellen.
Oh, hi, Ellen. Yeah, the shower's broken again.
Yeah, that washing machine, it's just not doing my whites properly.
Yeah, I can't get the orange light to stay on the power shower. It's really annoying. The curtains fall down.
He doesn't seem to be the guy that would mess up the carpets, though.
Don't know. It's always the quiet ones.
And also, if he's had a bit of red wine, it's easy to do.
Absolutely. You put a bit of red wine on and put a bit of white to cover it up.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the other way around.
Nope. I know that she is his landlord. But is she holding the ransom like, okay, you're not coming back on my chat show until you professionally clean the carpets?
She is a powerful lady.
When I was renting, I never used to get my deposit back.
That's the sort of guy that you are. The thing is with Ellen is she's so powerful. She could do anything, but she could hold the world to ransom. I mean, she doesn't even use YouTube. She's got a thing called Ellen Tube. Because YouTube's not big enough for her.
She's massive, isn't she?
She's so massive, she's got her own YouTube. I think this is probably real. But it's like jokey. I think but many a truth is said in jest. I think she's joking, but it's real.
I'm saying no real because I think that he's too clean living to mess up the carpets.
That one is no real.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nick did tell Grimmy this morning that Ellen doesn't let him have pets. So good. But everything is fine between Ellen and Nick. She is his landlord. She rents out one of her many homes to Jonas, whom she describes as a good tenant.
Wow, what a review.
And next.
Kanye West spends $500 a day on having his head shaved.
Right, they've seen him come in there because I can get that done in Mr. Toppers for a fiver. Maybe less, actually. It's just the clippers, surely.
I mean, just when it's... I do quite like the idea of having no hair on my head.
Okay, I'm now going to
No,
do
but
it.
I no, would hang, look awful.
Wait.
I would look terrible.
Okay, I've just got putting my fingers up so I can't see. I can only see your face and not your hair.
I've got a bad-shaped head.
Have you?
I've got a melon head.
Do you know, I actually was quite a good bald person.
Yeah, you were actually when you were festering Strictly. Yeah, you were really. You did look good because you've got a round head.
Thank you, yes. Moon face.
You've got... No, I didn't say moon face. Those are your words, moon face. But they I've got a flat... The back of my head is flat.
Got a flat head?
I've got a flat head.
So no shaving
but anyway,
for you.
But anyway, what I was saying is, my point was that if you do get it to that level of buzz cut, then you buy your own clippers and just do it yourself.
Yeah.
Just top it up. Or what was it?
$500 a day?
Stupid.
That's not possible for if someone's charging you that for a head shave, you've got to be so rich that you have no concept of money whatsoever. I'll pay $500.
If you look at it in terms of like a groundsman though, so the groundsman of your local football pitch is going to get not as much as the groundsman at Wembley, and Wembley does look nicer than most local football. So
okay, I get it.
So what they're saying is it's all the upkeep is quite. He must oil it. Probably oils his head for him.
But sure, I mean you can always get that done at the barbers.
Yeah.
Like, and this is a good head shave for that money. Real or no real?
I think it's probably real. I mean, he's got nothing else to spend it to do. He's got so much money. You might as well.
I can't see us being real. $500. No real.
That one is real.
Amazing.
Oh, okay. So, yes, I just had it confirmed. He spends $500. That's £326 a day on having his head shaved. That comes to £167,000 a year. Oh, this is all according to Rihanna's dad, Ronald Fenty.
Ronald?
You know Ronald Fenty, Rihanna's
dad. Ronald Fenty.
He spilled the beans recently.
What, on his name?
Someone needs to tell him he can get it a lot cheaper. And next.
A supermarket is currently advertising a job for a professional Christmas tree light untangler.
Well, Christmas temp jobs, they're good money. Great money, and you don't have to be loyal either. And you can be slightly rubbish at it because you're going to get sacked in January anyway.
Untangling the lights is a nightmare, though, isn't it?
It is.
Imagine if you had someone at the supermarket to do that for you.
But this is surely for... Because when they're boxed and ready to go, then if you buy them and they're tangled, then that's not good. They wouldn't be. This is for people who... They're putting them up in the shop.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Hang on,
I mean, this sounds like the sort of thing Kanye West would do.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds like he's advertised for someone to come around and untangle his Christmas lights.
Yeah. So, this is a great... If this is true, this is a great job. Well, it's not a great job, but I mean, the fact that people want people to do this is incredible.
I'm all for it. If it means that we can solve unemployment problems,
That's right.
I'm all for it.
If it means that there's more people in work, me too. I can't say a supermarket doing it. I can imagine there being some kind of service for famouses. Because they have services like where they'll bring around a Christmas tree and put it up for you. There's a company that'll wrap your presents for you.
Yeah.
So I can see that it can be only for famouses, but not for normos. So I'm saying no real.
One is real.
Yes.
Oh.
I was going to say, I think it's probably one of those wacky supermarkets.
So the successful applicant will be based at a store in Wrexham, North Wales, and they can expect to untangle up to 60 sets of lights a day for frustrated customers.
What? So you bring them in?
Yeah. So they should be able to untangle 3 metres of Christmas lights in less than 3 minutes.
No!
That's in the job description.
How stupid are you that you can't do it yourself? Right, I'm taking the car into town.
I'm taking it to Wasda's. I can't do it.
Is that... That's not real.
Real. In Wrexham.
That is so stupid.
And lazy, isn't it?
Very... Are you going to do this?
What?
You've got a face on that's like, I'm going to do that. You're going to drive them to your lights to Wrexham.
It is annoying, but I do like to. I do like to do it myself. It's quite satisfying when it's done.
Well, you got
to
keep your feet on the ground.
20 each at the end of that round of real or no real.
20 each.
20 each, and 5 sauce on Starcaller today.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.